بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver. In tonight's Tarawih we come across the verse أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها إلى آخر الآية. In this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that we should fulfill our trust. The greatest amana, the greatest trust that we have been endowed with is the amana of iman, tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, the kalima la ilaha illallah. In another verse, Surah Ahzab, inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-awd wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmillaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. We can't go to the tafsir of that verse. But amana refers to at-takalifu shar'iyyah. Those divine laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us responsible of. We have to execute those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat, zakat, hajj, fasting, etc. All these things Allah has placed upon our shoulders. It is an amana. It is a responsibility. We have been entrusted with this divine obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to fulfill this responsibility. Then of course amana in the broad sense also refers to trust. I leave something by you. Perhaps I'm going overseas, going for Umrah. When I come back, I expect you to return that item to me. Many times a person goes or he leaves something by a person. Oh, somebody borrows some item from him. And that person then abuses or he misuses that item. And he causes some damage to that item. This is going against the spirit of amana. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayatul munafiqi thalathun idha haddatha kadhaba wa idha wa'ada akhlafa wa idha tumina khana. There are three signs of a hypocrite. In other hadith, there are four signs. But in this particular hadith, a hypocrite, a munafiq, has got three signs. Idha haddatha kadhaba, when he speaks a lie. Wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, when he promises, he breaks the promise. Wa idha tumina khana, when he's been entrusted with anything, then he is disloyal, he breaches the trust. So this is a sign of a hypocrite. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to become hypocrites. Allah wants us to have a strong iman. And no matter who entrusts you with any item in this dunya, you have to give him back on the day of Qiyamah. Al-Kha'in, the one who is who breaches any trust, who is disloyal, he'll have a flag hoisted on his back. And the greater his disloyalty, the higher this flag will be hoisted, and every person will see that this person, he is the one who is disloyal, he breached somebody's amanat and trust. This particular verse, where Allah subhanahu sent down this verse, we go to Fath Makkah, the victory, the conquer of Makkah, when Makkah was conquered. Remember, Rasulullah made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, and after so many years, he comes back to Makkah, and without any battle, without any skirmish, alhamdulillah, the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa was victorious, and now he wants to go into the Kaaba. Previously, when he was in Makkah, in the beginning of Islam, he had asked Uthman bin Talha, who was at that time a disbeliever, he asked him for the key of the Kaaba, but he refused. He said, no, you cannot take the key of the Kaaba. Uthman was in charge, Uthman bin Talha. Now, Rasulullah asked him for the key. Various riwayats have been mentioned, narrations have been mentioned. He was a bit reluctant first. Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah, he wanted to take in charge, be the custodian of the Kaaba, because he was in charge of the Zamzam. Uthman bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala did not give the key first. Nabi Akrim asked him several times and then he handed the key over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi went inside, he broke the idols, he read salat. When he comes out, he recites the same verse I read now. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, Wallahi ma sami'tu Rasulullah yatluha qabla dalik. He says, in fact he says, may my parents be sacrificed. I never heard Rasulullah sallam reciting this verse except on that particular occasion, the first time I heard him reciting this verse. And he calls Uthman bin Talha, Uthman, take over the key. This is an amanat that you gave me. It is a trust. And I'm giving you back the key. Khalidan talidan, it will remain with you forever and ever. Unless a zalim, an oppressor, takes away the key from you, in other words, from your progeny. There are so many other important messages of amanah. So somebody gives you something, you make sure you give back the person, whatever his property is, addil amanata ila mani tamana, and give back to the person the trust that he has entrusted to you. He was a very great scholar, and he had undertaken a long journey to learn hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In those days, there were no transport like we have now, the modes of transport so easy. He will go on camel's back and months journey. And then he returns. When he returns, he sees in his pocket a pen that he had borrowed from some person there. It was an amanat. He goes back 2-3 months journey. He undertakes again just to go back and give that one pen back. Look at how our corporate world, in offices we work, in schools, in colleges, in madrasas, so many times we use something which we're not supposed to be using for our own personal need, and we don't even bother about it. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and full trust that we have been entrusted with. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.